Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Building our squad, one listener at a time. Thanks for being a part of it. The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Our producer David shocked us all a month or two ago when we had some just, they were friends of ours in studio, kind of taking a tour of the facility and whatnot. And he pulls one of them aside and he goes, "I know you. You're a beauty. You are Miss Cobb County." And we're like, "How do you know that?"
What?
And he revealed to her, who then shared with us, that David treats beauty pageants in the way that some people treat sporting events. You know, some people are big fans of the New York Yankees, like Marino, and can probably go back and recite statistics related to the Yankees for as long as he's been a fan and even into the past. Well, David can do that for Miss America.
Uh-huh.
So
beauty pageants, not Miss USA.
No, I like Miss USA. I'm involved more with the Miss America organization, but I like Miss USA, but people need to know that they're different.
Yes, Miss America.
Yes.
Is yours.
So that's what I'm involved in. But Miss USA is June 5th. I'm excited. I'm having a viewing party with some friends.
Of course you are.
That is awesome. Did you get invited to that?
No, not yet.
It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
So David, somebody heard us talking about this on the radio, and David got a phone call from a nursing home who was holding a beauty pageant for their residents and asked him to come be a judge. And yesterday afternoon, David had to get out of the radio station and go to a nursing home for the post-nap, pre-dinner beauty pageant.
It was so much fun. It was so cool because they were so sweet. They were 7 contestants.
Okay.
Ranging anywhere from 74 to 100 years young.
Okay. Now, Jeff said nursing home. Is it more of a retirement home or is it really a nursing home?
I think it's both. It's
okay,
both.
Okay, it's both.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's A.G. Rhodes in Marietta. They
okay.
also have one in Grant Park. And so I went to the Marietta one yesterday where they had that pageant, and it was so cool. As soon as I walked in, they were so excited to have me, which made me feel special.
You were a judge, right?
I was a judge, and then at the end, I helped announce the winner. So I actually got to crown the
winner. My goodness. So what kind of questions are asked in
retirement
home beauty pageant?
So it started out, they introduced the contestants. They had on dresses, and then they asked them questions about their lives growing up. And one woman went on a double date with Frank Sinatra.
Get out of here, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It was really cool. Another woman had traveled to Germany, Cuba, all these different places.
I just want to know if this is coming. Was there a swimsuit coming in?
There was not.
Okay. Right. I just need to know. I had to mention.
Bathing beauties in their own right, but no swimsuit competition.
Got it. Okay.
And so I was on a judging panel, and it was so much fun. And one of the ladies was like, "And this is how you judge one of them?" And I was like, "Well, actually, I know how to judge because I am certified to judge in the Miss America organization." And they're like, "Oh, okay, that's cool." And
all serious? Did you go like overzealous on judging them?
No.
Were you like, "Oh no, that was a one. That was terrible."
What an awful answer. No.
What do you think would be worse, judging a child's beauty pageant or judging an old person's beauty pageant?
Child. Worse in what way, Jeff?
Worse is in how do you pick?
How do you pick on?
Well, because you're publicly declaring.
No, because this is all in good fun. Children's. Like, I like Miss America and Miss USA, but I'm not really into children's beauty pageants. That's a little too much.
Over the top for you.
A little over the top. A little
was
too
there,
controlling.
Out of your 7 contestants, did you have anybody go a little honey boo-boo? Like a little too much makeup? A little too many? Too much fake eyelashes?
No. They were all gorgeous and as sweet as they could be. And the woman that we crowned, she had competed in the past, and she is 100 years old.
Shut up.
And she was so vibrant. She was the one that her name is Rita.
Okay.
Of course it is.
She is the one that has been to Cuba and to Germany, and when they she is in a wheelchair, and they brought her in, and she was just waving to us in the introduction.
God, so cute.
And it was so much fun. I couldn't have been more honored to for them to have asked me to do this.
Did you teach her how to properly put like Vaseline on her teeth and then like do the elbow wrist yeah. wave
and don't forget the butt glue.
Do you think All right, well, on that.
Building our squad, one listener at a time. Thanks for being a part of it. The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.